philosophies in my experience and my experiment.
I'm in my car and I'm just driving into town to grab a few things. And I've just been hit by a massive realization that I wanted to share. I've had a month off, and it's interesting because part of me found it a relief not to have to record, and part of me feels like I've missed having this outlet for whatever is going on, and I've felt a bit like a pressure cooker because I haven't had the outlet of expression. And I've been pondering a lot around, you know, if you've listened to Carlosophies for a really long time, you'll likely know that I've had this relationship with my body that hasn't been particularly healthy. And it's so I took my kid up to SeaWorld, and I found that I spent so much time thinking about my body and how big and uncomfortable it was. And it would have taken up, I would say, realistically, probably 60% of my thoughts were around how I was feeling in my body, which just, it's such a waste of energy. And so I've been pondering a lot about my relationship with my body and with food, and I've been pondering life in general, because I'm also feeling really creatively stifled, like I'm lacking purpose and meaning in my life. Like, I don't know what's next, and it's been really quite confronting and scary. You know, there's this blank canvas of 2022 right in front of me. I have no idea what the fuck to paint on it. And I've just been feeling like almost, yeah, like I can't move, like stagnant. And I want to be creative and I want to be making stuff, but I'm just not. And I think, like, I've been thinking about how these two things are kind of related. And I just got in my car now to drive to do these errands. And really, I think what is the common denominator between these things is a lack of trust. A lack of trust in me, a lack of trust in me. You know, like, it's interesting because when people ask me, how do you find your voice, right? Like, how do you find your voice? And I always say, you find your voice by using your voice. And the last, 10 years of me or more now, 2009, I started walking on the beach and recording myself. So it's been like, 13 years of me learning to trust my voice. And I think over the last 6 months, it's been more difficult than usual, because I guess, like, life, you know, I haven't really been in like a thriving mode. I've been in pretty much survival. And so all my creativity and everything has just kind of been shut down, and I've just been trying to live, get through day by day, right? And that leaves us fucking exhausted. And it's also, this whole journey has really opened up my eyes to what a privilege it is to be able to be in a place where you feel free to create, where you feel like, you know, like, it's interesting because there's this little dichotomy within me, because it's like, yes, we sometimes, pressure is a good thing to create. Like, I've just been pondering how having a job and having a container for my creativity actually feels kind of freeing for me at the moment, because then there's this pressure to create. And so because there's this pressure to create, I have to create. But then is that pressure causing me to create my best work in the world? I don't know. Does it really matter? Why does everything have to be so fucking great and impactful and purposeful? Why can't the purpose of something just be the creation of it, you know? Anyway, I just feel like I should listen to my back catalogue, actually, because I've talked about creativity so much over the last few years. And now that I'm feeling like I actually feel like I must dive back into it for my own mental health. But what I've noticed is there's this lack of trust that has been created within me. And I think it's always been there. And I think that's why I've shown up weekly for so long for this podcast, because I needed to learn to trust that I could hit record and have whatever I say come out and have that be enough. And for a while it was. For a while I felt like I would listen to my own podcast and I would feel like, wow, that's really insightful. But lately, I think since we found out about Miko's surgery, you know, everything just shifted for me. And my focus wasn't on creative expression. It was on making sure my husband was alive to see the following year during a pandemic, you know. So, of course, the creativity hasn't been flowing in the same way it had before. And so that trust that I'd built has kind of crumbled a bit. And I feel like I need to rebuild it, or I want to rebuild it, because when I'm creating, I feel freer, I feel lighter, I feel there's a purpose and meaning to my life. And when I'm not, I feel lost. I feel really lost, and I'm getting emotional thinking about it. So this trust, you know, like, it's like I want to be able to trust myself. I want to be able to trust creativity. I want to be able to trust that my needs are met. I want to be able to trust, and I don't. And I think that's the hard thing. I don't trust myself around food. I don't trust that I'll do what's required. I don't trust myself. Wow, it's like such a big, it feels like such a big weight is being lifted just putting words to this. I want to be able to trust myself. I want to be able to trust life. I want to feel supported. But in order to feel supported, I have to support myself, and I haven't really been doing that. You know, I've been focused on, yeah, making it through. And we've made it through, you know? So I want life and my creativity and myself to open up again. And that's only going to happen by me doing what I did 13 years ago. Showing up and expressing myself and not judging it and not needing it to be anything other than an outlet. And then the more that I do it, the more that I learn to trust. So that's today's podcast. Welcome back, eh? Yeah. All right, well, I'm going to go into the shops now looking like I have terrible hay fever. But that's okay. I don't really care. And once I've done my errands, I'm actually going to go home and make something, make some art, just to, because I've been feeling like I am a bottle of champagne, or like a, actually, here's the perfect analogy. So, you know, when you buy soda water and you open soda water, if it's been shaken at all, it just like poof, fucking goes everywhere. And that's what I feel like. I feel like I've been a bottle of soda water that's been shaken and shaken and shaken. And there's just so much pressure inside me that I just want to explode it all over something. And so I think that's what I'm going to do. I'm just going to go home, make something shit, make something. It doesn't have to be good. It just has to be an expression of something, you know, like taking what's in me and putting it outside. That's what this podcast has always been about. And that's what my art has always been about. And that is what creating is. It's taking something that lives inside you and giving it an expression outside of you. That's all creativity is. Right? Like this is actually me, I guess, in some ways. Maybe I don't need to create art. Maybe I just needed to rip the band-aid off, hit record, and trust that something would come out. And that's what I've done just now. So I feel a lot of relief. And I guess I'm back. We'll see. So maybe until next week. Peace out. Carlos and Bees, I'm Carly Nimmo.